know, and the goal right now is to just go into surgery as strong as possible.
Now, Coach talked about the new support role that you're in, you know, supporting all the other quarterbacks in the meetings, on the sideline, pregame, during the game. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
You know, I'm basically just here to help. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a role reversal. Kellen's been here for me a lot over the past couple of years, you know, and I'm trying to do the same thing for him that he's done for me. You know, sit in the meeting room with him, watch tape. You know, if he asks for my opinion, you know, I'm happy to give it to him. You know, tell him things that I see at practice. You know, just little things like that. And overall, just there for support, really.
What have you learned as you go through this surgery, talking to other players, how long it'll be and how grueling it will be?
You know, from everyone I've talked to, you know, we've had a few guys in this locker room go through it. You know, they say the first part of rehab, just getting the range of motion back, the extension, the flexion, that's definitely the toughest and most painful part of the process. But, you know, I'm not expecting it to be easy. You know, I know it's going to be tough, and I'm going to do everything I can to get better. You know, every day, you know, talking to Reggie, the best thing to do is just take it day by day. Try to get better every day, and, you know, in the end, when I'm ready to go, I'll be ready to go.
Obviously, you want to help out as much as you can, but how much of sticking around is just keeping yourself from going crazy?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, someone asked me, like, you know, why are you still here? And it's like, well, what else am I going to do? You know, football is all I have. So, you know, if I weren't up here helping out, watching film, I honestly have no idea what I would do. You know, it sure as anything beats sitting at home, watching TV, listening to music. So, you know, I'll be up here until they kick me out.
How tough is it on the sideline watching on the game, though? Like Monday night, how hard is that?
It was tougher than expected, to be honest. You know, I thought, you know, after a couple years ago, missing a few games with my ankle, that, you know, I would kind of be prepared for it. But until you get out there and you stand on the sideline and have to watch, you know, it doesn't really hit you. You know, and then after the game, you know, I think that's the toughest, because, I mean, it's kind of a helpless feeling. Like, there's really not much you can do. So, it was pretty tough.
Luthien gives me to talk to you after it happened. Have you gone back and watched the play? And if so, just kind of what are your thoughts on the way it went down?
Yeah, I've seen the play. And, you know, after looking at it, it's kind of what I thought. And I think I just kind of got pushed as soon as my left foot went into the ground. And I think my foot just kind of got stuck and the rest of my body kept going. That's what caused the injury.
So did you feel like he was pushing you toward the sideline? Because it kind of looked, just from where we were sitting, that there was a little tug back a little bit.
You know, I didn't feel that. And I just kind of felt everything go forward, to be honest.
But you knew right away it was something bad.
Yeah, you know, I've never hurt a knee before, so I didn't exactly know what it was. But there was immediate pain, and I knew something was wrong.
Do you think it was a legal hit, a clean hit that maybe didn't have to be made?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it happened, you know, in the field of play, and I wasn't out of bounds. It's not like he came over and tried to kill me either, so I think it was a clean play.
Did you see him taunting you or no?
I did not see that part. You know, I would like to think that he didn't know that I was injured, but, you know, I know what Harvey Dahl went up and did, and, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, it means a lot when your guys stick up for you.
Were you able to count Harvey?
Yeah, I think he knows how much I appreciate it.
Do you have surgery scheduled yet?
You know, yeah, we actually just scheduled it today, and it will be next Tuesday.
Who's going to do it?
Dr. Andrews.
Have you already seen him? Is he consulted?
He's seen the MRI. He's seen everything. You know, obviously, there'll be a consultation the day before, but I haven't gone down there to see him.
Did he do your shoulder too?
He did.
It looked like it's just an ACL. Is everything?
Yeah, everything else is intact. They said everything, you know, looked really good. You know, for the possibility that, you know, with that injury, sometimes other things happen. It's just the ACL, and it was a clean tear, so that is a positive.
No doubt in your mind, you'll be ready to go next year, right?
You know, that's the plan. Like I said, you know, just taking it day by day, trying to get better each day during the rehab process. I'll be back when I'm back.
What can you say about your season? It looked like you were making steady just about every year.
Yeah, you know, I felt good, you know, the way I was playing. I think that's the most frustrating part about it, is it seems like as an offense we were improving and we were getting better, especially after the San Fran game, adding the run game and being balanced. I think that was really helping. But, you know, hopefully, you know, just come back next year and build off what I was able to do during those seven games and come back even better.
Especially you guys got the getting that deep ball really going against Carolina, too.
Yeah. You know, I think that's encouraging. You know, it's something that we knew we could do all along. And I think sometimes coverage is kind of dictated, you know, the ball being thrown intermediate to the shorter pass game. But, you know, we finally got the look against Carolina and made some big plays.
The fact that you won't be able, looks like you won't be able to work with the receivers, obviously the nine games, but also kind of the off-season program. Is that a little tough because maybe it helped the development, obviously?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely frustrating. But, you know, me and Shadi talked, you know, after the injury that, you know, the biggest thing for me to do now is develop relationships. And just because I can't be on the field working with those guys doesn't mean that I can't spend time with them in the meeting room. It doesn't mean I can't spend time with them away from the facility. You know, just talk football, you know, talk our offense, our language, and just get more familiar with each other.